Rings, Swords, and Monsters, Lecture 6, The Two Towers.
This lecture focuses on the multiple views of evil that Tolkien develops in The Two Towers, the second book in The Lord of the Rings. And I'll remind you again, Tolkien thought of it all as one long book subdivided into shorter pieces, but not as a trilogy. In any event, in The Two Towers, Tolkien provides several different views of evil, different kinds of evil, and he plays them off against each other, part of his interlacing narrative. In fact, you could say that The Fellowship of the Ring is about temptation, The Two Towers is about treason and evil, and The Return of the King is about war, though of course all of these themes show up through all the books. Previously, I mentioned the technique of interlacement, where one plot or theme or idea interconnects with another one, and some patterns are blocked for a while or dropped and picked up. Now, we've seen this in the sense that the small things that happen getting out of the Shire, for example, going through the Old Forest, the Barrow Downs, and so forth, are recapitulated later on with the Mines of Moria. But there's also an interlacement that really begins in The Two Towers, where the narrative actually breaks apart, where you have, on the one hand, the story of Frodo and Sam and their quest to Mordor, and on the other hand, the stories of Merry and Pippin, Aragorn, Legolas, and Gimli. The Two Towers then is broken up into two books, Book 3 and Book 4. Book 3 is all about Merry and Pippin and Aragorn, Legolas, and Gimli, who are following them and then catch up to them, and Book 4 is entirely about Frodo and Sam. I should note also that even the title of this book, as is usually the case with the middle of any kind of series, particularly a series of three, it's somewhat ambiguous. The Two Towers could refer to the Tower of Sauron the Dark Lord, the Dark Tower, and the White Tower of Minas Tirith, or it could refer to the evil wizard Saruman's Tower, Orthanc, and the Tower of the Hornburg, where the great battle is fought, or it could refer to the Tower of Minas Morgul, or the Tower of Cirith Ungol, which Sam and Frodo climb past at the end of Book 4. In fact, Tolkien was very happy that there was some ambiguity about which towers the Two Towers were. I think it's most likely that the Two Towers really are the evil wizard Saruman's Tower of Orthanc and the Tower of Cirith Ungol at the end of Book 4. But again, ambiguity can be good in this case. After the breaking of the Fellowship at the end of The Fellowship of the Ring, Tolkien introduces different narrative points of view for the first time in The Lord of the Rings. Now, this may sound strange because Tolkien's, all the way through, has what we would call an omniscient narrator. The narrator knows the lay of the land, even when the hobbits can't see the lay of the land, and he knows some of the history and the background and so forth. But if you pay close attention while you're reading, you'll realize that for the entire Fellowship of the Ring, you're pretty much seeing things through Frodo's eyes. Occasionally, perhaps, through Sam's when Frodo was unconscious or something like that. And again, it's not a first-person narrative. It's not even what we would call technically a highly associated point of view.